Such love is, of course, quite rare. Violence is much more common, even though it only exceptionally takes the form of actual killing. Putting things in another way, it may be said that human beings operate much more frequently in accordance with the power mode than in accordance with the love mode. But what is power? In this context, power means simply the capacity to use force, violence. Violence being the actual use of that capacity to negate the being of another person, whether wholly or in part. To operate in accordance with the power mode means, therefore, to relate to other living beings in terms of violence, or in such a way as to negate rather than affirm their being. To operate in accordance with the love mode is the opposite of this. Since every living being, including every human being, has the capacity to use force, to however limited an extent, every living being possesses power, in however limited a degree. Human beings possess more power, both material and mental, than any other living beings, both in relation to their own species and in relation to other species. From this point of view, observance of the first precept means that, as a result of our imaginative identification with others, we not only abstain from actually killing living beings, but operate more and more in accordance with the love mode and less in accordance with the power mode. In this way, there takes place within us a change so great as to amount to a change in our center of gravity, so to speak. And this change manifests both as observance of the first precept and, to the extent that their individual natures permit, an observance of all the other precepts as well. It will not, of course, be possible for even the most faithful observer of the first precept to operate all at once in terms of the love mode, eschewing the power mode completely. We live in a world dominated by the power mode. The love mode comes into operation only in the case of exceptional individuals, and even they may not always find it possible, or even desirable, to act in accordance with the love mode. In this connection, two principles may be laid down. A. Whenever one has to operate in accordance with the power mode must always be subordinated to the love mode. A simple everyday example of such subordination is when the parent, out of love for the child, forcibly restrains him from doing something that will harm him. B. Within the spiritual community, it is impossible to act in accordance with the power mode, for by its very nature, as a voluntary association of free individuals sharing certain common goals, the spiritual community is based on the love mode. This means that should an order member so far forget himself as to relate to another order member in terms of force or violence, he, to that extent, places himself outside the spiritual community and ceases, in fact, to be an order member. Acts of violence between order members are, therefore, the most serious breach of the unity and solidarity of the order that can possibly be imagined, even as the best conceivable means of strengthening that unity and solidarity are thoughts, words, and deeds of love. Besides operating in accordance with the power mode, only to the extent that the power mode is subordinated to the love mode, order members should do their best to switch from the power mode to the love mode in as many different ways as possible, and to extend the principle of abstaining from killing living beings, or principle of love, into as many different areas of life as possible, both individual and collective. Observance of the first precept will, in fact, naturally result in one's being a vegetarian, in one's refusing to have oneself, or to assist or encourage others in having an abortion, in one's feeling concern for the environment, and in one's being opposed not only to the production and deployment of nuclear weapons, but to the manufacture of all armaments whatsoever, as well as in many other things. Not that the observance of the first precept consists simply in one's doing or not doing a certain stated number of things of this sort. Non-violence, or love, is a principle, and being a principle, there is no limit to the number of ways in which it can be applied. No one is so unskillful in his conduct that his practice of non-violence, or love, could not be worse, and no one is so skillful in his conduct that his practice of it could not be better. As the most direct manifestation of one's going for refuge, the potentialities of non-violence or love are infinite. In terms of the precious stone of which it consists, the first precept is a pillar of diamond. It is a pillar of diamond because the diamond is the most valuable of all precious stones, and capable of being cut into facets so as to make a brilliant. It is also the hardest substance known, even as the love mode is stronger than the power mode and capable of overcoming it in all its forms.